question. I obviously cannot say 100% if it was like racially motivated or anything else, but at that particular club, I'd been like the victim of like racist abuse from other players and from parents around, from like or parents or people on the side of the pitch as well. So, and it's like a one of like a particular village where people are a bit more like from like far right or mm-hmm. support like far right or far right ideologies. And so maybe it's wrong of me, but I assumed that that might be that would be the reason. But again, I can't say 100%.
Do you know others that have been victims of the same sort of thing? And
yes. Well, my younger brother, my dad, and then I have. So we have. There's a very big. There's a very strong Albanian and Kosovan,
I guess.
Kosovan population in Switzerland, and I know that there's a lot that they face a lot of. Like anti-Albanian and anti-Kosovo racism from people either from Switzerland and for obvious reasons from people from Serbia as well, which is an interesting thing to see since they're all immigrants. So
have you personally felt like you didn't want to play football anymore after these sort of incidents, or do you know people that have felt like quitting or have quit as a result?
I've never ever felt like quitting football because of that. No one's ever told me that they quit football or they wanted to quit football because of that. So I don't know. I don't think so.
I mean, you mentioned the fact that it was a certain area. I think it can be said that anywhere in the world, you can pin certain political views to area generally. For example, in England, Brexit was voted for more in the north than it was in the south, for example. And do you think racism is the same? Do you think certain societies or certain areas are influenced by this sort of rhetoric more? And if so, why?
So we have the same issue, like the same sort of issue, or not issue, the same like correlation in Switzerland, where some parts will vote for like more conservative, we'll have more conservative views, but then if you look at geographically where those parts are and who actually lives there, like the demographic, you can see that. So like in Switzerland, for example, where around the very largely populated areas, so the cities mostly, then like there's less racism there, or like almost none. But then in places where there aren't that many immigrants or people from other cultures, then it almost feels as though, because the people that live there haven't really been exposed to anything else, then maybe in a way like scared of change, and that's why that they might have certain views.
I mean, of course, the problems. I mean, the evidence of this weekend's football in the Premier League suggests that it's growing here as well, because obviously you saw the Aubameyang incident with the banana skin.
Yeah.
As someone who is a football fan and plays football and, you know, is a black man, when you see that sort of thing on TV, is it something that you become desensitized to now, or does it still make you feel negative emotions, or how does it make you feel?
I don't know, I think a bit of like a mixed emotions or mixed feelings towards it. So obviously it has, I hope in everyone's opinion, I think this has like no place in football or in sports in general. But like for me, I think like football is like a representation of society, and unfortunately there are people who have those views in society. So at the same, like in a way, I'm not surprised that we still have incidents like this happening and that it's maybe on the rise. And yeah, I don't know. For me, I try to not let it like bring me down or bother me, because otherwise, like, I don't know, there's nothing that I can personally do. So why should I feel bad about something, about it?
So the sort of anti-racism and anti-prejudice charity Kick It Out released a report last week saying that racism of all kinds is on the rise again, still growing despite all the campaigns and despite all the initiatives they've done. do you think the problem can be solved? Do you think, and can, have you seen personally enough to suggest that the problem will be solved? Have football bodies done enough for you to suggest that they might be able to fix the problem?
I think it's, I think, so the football bodies have done a lot, like in the past maybe 30, 40 years to try and eradicate racism in football. But then, like, the football bodies aren't the ones that can force society to change in its entirety. So I think it's more an effort that needs to be made by, like, in all areas of society, rather than just, like, the football bodies that are trying to push certain campaigns forward.
It's interesting you say that, because what you're essentially saying there, and I'd actually agree, is that it needs to come from even further than football. And actually, I mean, I don't know if this is something you'd agree with. From my perspective, I rarely see politicians talk about this problem in sport.
Yeah.
I mean, occasionally it pops up in Houses of Parliament, say, but I've never seen I don't see high-profile politicians coming out after the Aubameyang incident, for example. Or so, do you think that's what's lacking, is the governmental sort of influence?
Yeah, I think that there's not only the the governmental influence, but I think it's this is obviously like a societal problem and not just like a football problem. And I think as long as it's still sort of okay, or I think as long as like you can come out in public with certain views and say certain things that can like inciting hate for religious or racial reasons or whatever, I think that like it's never going to disappear out of sports. Like if it didn't exist in society, then it wouldn't exist in sport. And I think that's that, like, you can't like separate both of them.
I think I don't know if you'd agree with this, but in England especially, I think if you were to ask most football fans what they vote for, or their political opinions, you can tell that a lot of them are, I mean, like you said, with in Switzerland, the conservative, or not necessarily just being conservative, but like, you see the, have you heard of the Football Lads Alliance?
Yeah, I've heard, yeah,
it's
I've
like
heard
a, yeah, the political body that's essentially a reincarnation of the EDL, which was Tommy Robinson's party. And you see, and so it's clear that these views are having specific success with football fans.
Mm.
So would you say that football is a sport that has this problem more than most? Or do you think all sports have it in equal measure? Or
I think that I think football has it the most because it's, or you can see it the most in football because it's, well, I can't verify this with stats, but I think it's like the most popular sports in the UK. I'm assuming,
it will be, yeah.
Like followed closely by rugby, obviously. But I think football is like the most popular and common sports in the UK.
Yeah, 100%.
And I think just because of the sheer numbers, then there's no way to like run away from it.